感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
啊，神给我们的恩典是一重又一重。
His blessing is never ending.
让我们在我们一生跟随主的路上啊，常常经历他的恩典。
So that in our whole life we could experience His blessings again and again.
啊，早上我们要交通进入应许之地。
This morning we're going to talk about come into the promised land.
所以哦，我个人体会就是在我们教会成长的时候
，So in my personal experience, is growing in the church.
啊，这个成长，生命的成长是很自然的现象。
And a life it grows is only natural.
啊，只要我们给它适当的照顾
，If you given it enough care.
如果这个教会里面有生命，它就会增长。
And if there's life within the church, then the church would grow.
可是如果在教会里面没有生命
，But on the other hand, if there is no life.
可能我们有一些很适当的照顾
，Doesn't matter how much or how good your care is.
那我们就会发现还是不能增长。
Then you'll find out that there's no growth.
所以我们要常常祷告，求主来赋予我们。
So we should all pray that we would receive.
啊，我们教会成为一个有生命的教会。
So that our church could be a church of life.
好，那我们在特会的时候，那我们郑启光弟兄特别为我们讲到，我们侍奉神的话。
During our special, during a summer conference, Brother David reminded us,
我们要从世界的辖制和天然的生命中出去。
That we have to depart from the constraints of this world and our natural self.
所以呢，在最后的时候呢，就有一个一起为教会传扬福音的工作。
So at the end, we have this commission of spreading the word in the church.
所以呢，我们众人就一起为教会来祷告。
So that everyone came and we had the same prayer.
那也想到就是说，当教会祷告的时候，这就是上个礼拜我最后交通的。那我想到，到底我们 St. Gabriel 要做什么事呢？
So in the prayer is just like what I talked about last time. As the Church of St. Gabriel, what can we do?
所以很简单的，我就想到持守祷告，然后耕种和田。
So that in my mind there was a very simple thought, which is to keep our persistency in our prayer and to sow our farm.
那我可能请放幻灯的弟兄再按一下。那特会回来之后，我就有一些的思考。
So I came back from the summer conference and started thinking.
那我就越想越奇妙。
And the more I think about it, the marvelous it, more marvelous it becomes.
如果一个和啊，这个和字，那就是有一个十字架在那里。
In the Chinese character, inside the word build, there's a cross.
那这样一个好像一个人得救了。
Just like when a man is saved,
他就好像一个这个稻禾一样，就会慢慢的成长，然后结实。
Then it will become these plants, and it will grow, and it will grow fruits.
那这个田呢，就好像一个家里面一口田在那里。
And then with the many plants, it becomes a farm, like a family.
那也一样，就是如果有了十架的救恩在里面。
And then within this farm, you could see that in the character, there's also a cross.
就好像一块可以耕种的田一样。
Then this farm will become a farm of a growing.
所以今天呢，我们每一个人或是每一个家都是主要得着的。
So this morning, each person or each family is what God's want to grow.
所以我们可以结实百倍。
So yes, we can multiply greatly.
啊，在为 St. Gabriel 祷告的时候，就是再一次提醒我们要持守祷告的火。
So that when we pray for the Church of St. Gabriel, we have to keep our persistency in prayer.
那我们也为主日信息之后的代祷的服事来祷告。
And we should also pray for all the services after the summer conference.
那我们也为彼此之间的关怀的侍奉来祷告。
And moreover, we should pray for each other's offering.
我们也为分家的聚会增长祷告。
And we would pray for the multiplies of our group.
我们为儿童少年人牧养的事工祷告。
And lastly, we would also pray for our children.
啊，希望把这些代祷的事项带回到我们自己的生活里面。
So that I hope that you would keep all these prayers in your own prayer.
为教会实在是需要祷告。
Because the church indeed needs your prayer.
祷告福音才传得出去。
And through this prayer, we could preach the gospel.
所以呢，在这样的一个特会里面，印象里面最深的还是在这样的一处这个交通里面。
So in the summer conference, one of the highlights for me was this.
就是我们的弟兄一直劝勉我们。侍奉神，我们要从世界的辖制跟天然的生命里面走出去。
The one thing that really touched me was when Brother David told us that we have to depart from this world.
所以呢，今天世界最不喜欢人能够认识他有一个身份，有一个做神儿女的身份。
So on the other hand, there is one thing that the world don't want us to recognize, is to realize our own identity.
这个世界呢，也最不喜欢人去实践神的托付和使命。
And this world also hates when we realize what our commission is.
所以呢，他就设下了种种的辖制。
So that this world put us in all types of different constraints.
所以人不能够离开世界生活。
So that we could never depart from the world.
可是今天神造人，他有一个使命。
But then, when God created man, he had a commission in mind.
他喜欢与人同在。
He wants to dwell with his man.
他喜欢人来侍奉他。
And he wants his man to serve him.
那在这样的情形之下，怎么办呢？
So now, in this situation, what are we to do?
所以我们一定要走出去。
So now, we have to learn to depart.
所以弟兄给我们三件事情，我们可以来遵循。
So brother David, give us three things that we have to pay attention to.
第一个叫不贪恋。
The first one is not to be greedy.
就是叫人不要再想到回埃及的事。
So that you no longer think about the physical things in Egypt.
第二个是不迷糊。
And the second one is not to be confused.
就是我们一定要弄清楚神的作为是什么。
For us, we have to recognize and realize the work of God.
第三个就是简单的相信。
And the third thing is to have faith.
相信神的事情是可信的。
To have faith and believe that God's promise will come true.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们走出去要走到哪里？
Brothers and sisters, today when we depart from the world, where are we to go?
这是一件非常重要的事。
That is a very important question.
因为你知道到哪里，你才能够走出去。
Because you have to know where you're going to before you depart.
如果你不知道去哪里，可能你没有办法出去。
If you didn't know where your destination is going to be, then why are you leaving?
就是出去了呢，也是非常的迷茫。
And even if you now decide to leave, you will just be lost.
我在神学院图书馆工作。
So now I work in the library of the Bible College.
常常从我的 office 我要走出去。
And a lot of times I would leave my office to do something.
那手上就有一件事情我知道要做的。
Then I would have something for me to do.
所以等我走出去之后。
But once I left my office.
这个读者就有需要。
Then someone needed something.
他就问我一些问题。
And then I would be helping that person.
为了帮助读者。
And just to help this person in the
life. 所以呢，我就先放下手上的事，我就开始帮助他。
I would put down what I was going to do and help him first.
然后帮忙完了之后，就走回到我自己的办公室。
And after I was done with him, I would go back to my office.
当我坐下来的时候
，And then once I sat down,
我才想到，哎，刚刚我出去是做什么
？I would realize that I didn't do what I wanted to do.
别人的事是帮忙完了。
I finished helping this person, yes.
才想到自己的事还没做完。
But then I forgot to do what I wanted.
所以又重新再从办公室再走出去做那件事。
Then I would leave my office again just to do what I wanted to do.
啊，我们在图书馆的同工都有这样的经历。
So it is the same for us for all the librarians.
我们把读者的事情放在第一位。
We would start helping people first.
所以我们就忘记自己想要做什么。
And then I would forget what I wanted to do.
哎，今天到底我们要去哪里？我们要非常的明确。
So today you have to know where your destination.
我们就可以把它放在第一的位置。
And if you put this destination as your priority,
那我们就可以把这件事情完成。
Then you could accomplish this.
所以神带人出去呢，是为了进入到一个更美的地方。
So God wants you to depart from Egypt to go into a more beautiful land.
那我们一起来读这一处的圣经。
So let's read this Bible verse.
在创世纪第五十章二十四到二十六节。
Genesis 50:24-26.
约瑟对他弟兄们说
：“I am about to die, but God will surely take care of you and bring you up from this land to the land which He promised on oath to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob.” Then Joseph made the sons of Israel swear, saying, God will surely take care of you, and you shall carry my bones up from there. So Joseph died at the age of 110 years, and he was embalmed and placed in a coffin in Egypt.
将料将他熏了，把他收敛在棺材里，停在埃及。我要死了。
I am about to die.
是。这件事情呢，是每一个人都要走的路。
Yes, death is a certainty.
可是在这世上，很多人的眼光就停在死亡界限上面。
And yes, a lot of people place their sights to know that the finish line is death.
有很多人认为死了就一了百了。
And then they would think that death is the end of all.
但是我们神的儿女却不这样思想。
But then, as children of God, we think differently.
我要死了，却仍然有盼望。
Even though I know death is for certain, but I have a more eternal hope.
在这节经文里面，约瑟说我要死了。
In these words, Joseph says, "I am about to die."
但你们要把我的骸骨从这里搬上去。
But you have to take my bones up from here.
对约瑟来讲，他有一个盼望。
For Joseph, he has this hope.
就是死了还要进入到那属天的境界。
That even though after death, he is going to go into the heavenly place.
他不愿意他自己的骸骨停在埃及。
He does not want his bones to stay in Egypt.
因为他想要他自己的身体是葬在神所应许的地方。
Because he wants to put his bones into the land of promise.
那在这节的经文里面也两次提到神必定看顾你们。
And in these verses, we can see two times that God said, God will take care of us.
第一次呢是约瑟对他十一个兄弟们来讲。
And the first time, Joseph said that to his 11 brothers.
约瑟担心着他十一个兄弟会因着埃及的生活太好了。
Joseph was worried that his 11 brothers are living too good of a life in Egypt.
生活渐渐富裕起来。
And they are become more prosperous and good living.
所以就忘了要回到迦南的这件事。
And then slowly they would forget they have to go into Canaan.
所以他提醒他的兄弟不要忘了神的启示要应许给亚伯拉罕之地。这件事情呢我们要回去。
So that Joseph reminded his brother that God has promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that they have to go into this promised land.
第二次说到神必定看顾你们是对他以色列的子孙来说的。
And the second time when Joseph said that God will take care of us was to the Israelites.
在这里说出一个信心的托付。
And here we could see that it is an assurance of the promise.
神必定看顾你们。
That God will take care of you.
你们要把我的骸骨从这里搬上去。
And you shall carry my bones from here.
一定要记得把我的骨头带回迦南美地。
And you have to remember to take my bones into the land of Canaan.
所以这一段的经文是创世纪的最后一处的经文。
So this verse is the conclusion of the book of Genesis.
那最后四个字就是停在埃及。
And then the last four words in these verses is to stop in Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，约瑟他的身体是停在埃及。
So brothers and sisters, yes, Joseph's bones were in Egypt.
只是暂时停在那里。
But it was only for temporary.
他没有选择要葬在埃及。
And at that time, he had no choice but to bury it.
其实对他来讲，他已经是一人之下、万人之上的宰相。
Yes, Joseph, his power was only under the king.
他要为自己建造一个很美的陵寝是没有问题的。
And if he wanted to build a throne for himself, it was easy.
可是埃及对他来说
，But yet Egypt to Joseph
死了就不再留念
，was nothing. He didn't care about it.
就好像我们受浸一样
，just like when we were baptized.
我们受浸归入主的名下，旧的世界就跟我们再无关系。
When we were baptized, the natural world has no connection to us anymore.
所以呢，在新约圣经希伯来书这里就说到
，So in the New Testament in Hebrew it says,
约瑟因着信
，that gain approval through Joseph's faith.
临终的时候
before Joseph's death,
提到以色列族将来要出埃及
how he prophesied concerning the destiny of the sons of Israel,
就为自己的骸骨留下遗命
departing Egypt and gave commission on his bones.
所以约瑟死的时候因着相信
so before Joseph's death, through his approval of faith,
他知道了神必定把以色列人带回应许之地。
He knows that God will take the sons of Israel into the promised land.
一个美好宽阔牛奶与蜜之地。
A land where is spacious and it flows with honey and milk.
因为他相信这样的应许必然实现。
Because Joseph knows that this promise will come true.
所以他选择要葬在那个荣美之地。
So at that time he told his descendants that he will bury in that land.
所以呢，他就对他的儿女有这样的吩咐。
So at that time, he gave his sons this commission.
把他带进迦南的应许之地。
That you will take my bones up from here.
所以在新约圣经，保罗更让我们一个清楚的看见。
So in the New Testament, Paul gave us this seeing.
其实约瑟的骸骨实际上是已经带回了迦南地。
And yes, even though the bones of Joseph is now brought into the land of Canaan.
可是呢，保罗却说他们却还没有得着。
But Paul said that it is not yet done.
所以呢，地上的事物不过是将来天上事物的一个预表。
So the things of this land is only a symbol of what is to come.
所以原来我们的神为我们预备一个更美的家乡是在天上的。
So that this promised land that God has given us is in heaven.
今天他还要带我们去到那里。
And today he is still calling us to follow him.
所以虽然约瑟已经葬在应许之地
So yes, even though physically Joseph is buried in Canaan.
保罗却说他还没有得到那样的应许。
But then Paul told us that this promise has not been completed.
要等我们众人和他一同来得。
Because he's waiting for us to receive this promise together.
那样才算是完全。
And then with everyone, it becomes completed.
在出埃及记,
in Exodus,
那我们一起来读这一段经文, 出埃及记第三章,
Exodus chapter 3,
那第七节下半段到第八节,
7 and 8,
我们一起来读,
together.
我原知道他们的痛苦,
I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and they have given speech to their cry because of their taskmaster. For I am aware of the suffering, so I have come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from the land to a land of fruit and spacious land, to a land of flowing with milk and honey, to a place of Canaanite and the Hittite, the Moronites, Perizzites, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites.
当我们读完这一节的时候，我不知道你有什么样的感受。
And I don't know how you feel after you finish reading this verse.
所以当我们在新约时代的时候，
So now in the ages of New Testament,
神也知道我们的痛苦。
God knows of our affliction.
所以他下来。
So that's why he came to this world.
他差遣他的独生儿子主耶稣基督下来。
He sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to this land.
要救我们脱离这世界,
so that we can be delivered from this world.
所以领我们可以到了那地去,
and to lead us into this promised land.
所以那一个地方是一个美好, 宽阔, 流奶与蜜之地。
So this land is a land of good and spacious land, to a land floating with milk and honey.
我们的神当日向以色列百姓有这样的应许。
That day, God gave this promise to the sons of Israel.
今天向我们也有这样的应许。
And today, to you, He has the same promise.
所以要把我们这些人带出黑暗。
To take us and deliver us from the darkness.
让我们经历与主耶稣一同得胜。
So that we could experience this victory together with Christ.
所以向着仇敌，我们也可以这样的夸胜。
So that we could proclaim victory to our enemy.
和我们的主耶稣基督一起享受天上的。 那个荣耀,
and to enjoy this glory with our God.
可是今天我们在地上,
but today on this land,
我们还在这里学习如何来夺回那被仇敌所占领的地方,
we're still learning how to fight and battle with this enemy.
当我们这样行的时候, 我们相信有一天我们还要进到那更美的地方。
But then we keep this in mind that we have received the promise that one day we'll go into this land.
弟兄姊妹,进入那应许之地有什么好处呢?
So brothers and sisters, why is it good to go into this promised land?
进入了应许之地,以色列各个支派得到了他们的基业。
When we go into this promised land, the 12 tribes of Israel all receive their own inheritance.
进入了应许之地,我们得到了那基督丰美的。
And it is when we go into this promised land that we can receive the inheritance from Jesus Christ Himself.
进入应许之地呢，各个支派就开始在那里享福。
And then when we go into this promised land, everyone will enjoy the blessing.
不但如此，人数也在增加。
And more than that, they multiply greatly.
所以我们看到圣经，迦南地他们在分地的时候。 他们就按着他们的人数在那里分地。
So in the Bible, we know that when they go into this land, the 12 tribes, according to the numbers, they get their inheritance.
进入应许之地有什么好处呢?
And why is it good to go into the promised land again?
原来以色列百姓可以长久在那里生活。
Is that once you go into this promised land, your life, you could prolong your days.
就好像今天神也给我们这样的应许。 使我们得到永远的生命。
Just like today's, when we go into this promised land, God gave you the promise that you will have eternal life.
进入应许之地，在那里可以认识神的慈爱，与以色列百姓同在。
And moreover, once you go into this promised land, you can enjoy the love and care of the brothers and sisters.
今天神的慈爱也一直与我们同在。
And today, this love is with you.
进入应许之地呢，使神的百姓可以常常思想。
And then when you go into this promised land, now you started thinking.
当时我们一无所有的日子,
in the beginning, we had nothing.
而今却样样都有,
but now we are in abundance.
当时神应许亚伯拉罕的时候,
before, when God gave this promise to Abraham,
亚伯拉罕没有儿子,
Abraham did not have a son.
所以呢, 神按着应许, 赐给他一个儿子。
But then now, so through his promise, God gave Abraham a son.
当神应许以撒的时候, 以撒没有产业。
And then when God promised to Isaac, Isaac had no inheritance.
可是他却从他的父亲 承受了一切丰富的产业。
But then later on, he received his inheritance from Abraham.
雅各他没有居所。
And then at that time, Jacob did not have a place to live.
神却让他亲自看见天上就是他那最好的居所。
But then God opened his eyes and sees that his heaven is his dwelling place.
所以呢, 在希伯来书呢, 就给我们一个很深的这样的应许。
So in Hebrew, we see of this great promise.
我们一起来读这一个经节。
Let's read Hebrew.
这些人都是
And all this, having gained approval through the faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
所以地上应许之地是将来应许之地的一个预表。
So the promise of this land is a symbol of the promise in the future.
地上的应许之地是美好宽阔的。
The land that was promised is spacious.
天上的应许之地是更美好的。
But yet the promise of heaven is even better.
神不仅单单给亚伯拉罕。
And moreover, this promise was not only to Abraham.
神也应许给我们。
But moreover, to his descendants.
给我们这些亚伯拉罕的后裔。
To us, the descendants of Abraham.
所以呢，不但以色列人他们能够得到。
So not only the sons of Israel we receive.
如今我们这些人借着相信主耶稣基督，我们也能得到。
And yet now through our faith in Jesus Christ, we receive the same promise.
所以在生活在旧约的信心同伴。
So now we have the companions from the Old Testament.
他们进入的是地上的应许之地。
They have walked into the land of Canaan on earth.
可是我们生活在 新约时代的信心的弟兄姊妹,
but now as brothers and sisters in the age of New Testament,
我们要与他们一同同德,
we have the same promise.
一同进入那天上更美的家乡,
we share the same destiny to go into the heaven.
我们要与他们一同得到这个基业才算完全,
that together with them, we will receive this promise together.
今天我们怎么进入呢?
So today, how do we go into this land?
那没有别的道路就是借着信。
There is no other path, but the only one is faith.
借着一个简单的相信,
through a simple faith.
而不是一个无知的相信,
not a faith without knowing.
这个简单的相信, 让世上所有的人站在同样的一个条件上。
Now through this simple faith, everyone is on the same level.
我们只要愿意接受这样的应许,
if you're willing to receive this promise,
我们就能够进入,
then you can enter.
这些人,
and these people,
都是因信得了美好的证据。
And all these people, they believe, so that now they have this assurance.
却能未得着所应许的。
So that now, through this assurance, they could receive what was promised.
因神给我们预备了更美的事。
Because God has already prepared for us the better.
叫他们若不与我们同德，就不完全。
So that if we're missing anyone, then it won't be completed.
所以今天我们和约瑟一样。
So today we share the same destiny as Joseph.
当我们死的时候,
when we die,
身子也是暂时停在这世上,
we know that it is only for temporary.
让我们更盼望神把我们带回那更美的家乡。
And we have the hope that God will take us into heaven.
有一天基督再来的时候,
one day when Jesus Christ comes again,
好像我们周五的分享, 我们都要改变,
just like when we share on Fridays, we will change.
成为那不朽的,
we will change into the imperishable.
成为那荣耀的,
to change into the glorious.
成为那强壮的,
and to change into the strong.
成为那有灵性的,
to change into the spiritual.
在这样的光景之下,
and in this new condition,
我们却只能够承认我们是能够承受神国的人。
We could be witness that we will receive heaven.
因为主耶稣基督要带领我们胜过一切死亡的权势。
Because Jesus Christ will lead us to be victor of our death.
那一同承受牛奶与蜜之地。
That we would receive the land of the flowing with milk and honey.
那我对这句话的体会,
when I read of this,
就是这样一个地方何等的美好。
And how I see this wonderful piece of land.
如果要 流出奶来,
a land that flows with honey and milk.
要多少的牲畜,
how many animals?
有很多很多的牲畜,
how many animals can it feed?
这地是何等的宽阔,
and then how spacious is this land?
所以我们参加特会的时候, 我们都会经过一个牧场,
So when we passed by driving up to San Jose, we would see up this big lot.
虽然牛是那么的多,
a lot of cows.
可是呢，牧场确实更多。
Even though there are lots of cows, but the land is just spacious.
在这里我也想到一件事，如果要这蜜能够流出来。
And here I thought about if the land is flowing with honey.
你想想要看要有多少的花朵在其上。
How many flowers would there be?
所以在那个地方一定是树木繁盛。
So in that piece of land, it has to be full of trees.
在这样的地上，我们衣食不用担心。
And in this land, we will never be worried about what we can eat.
在这样的地上，我们也充满了活力。
And on this land, we will be full of life.
这样的地方是神为他儿女预备的地方。
Because this is the land of promise.
神要为我们预备一个地方。
God has already promised us this land.
是我们要一同承受的。
A land that we will share.
我们也一同承受这样宽阔荣美的之地。
This land of spacious lot is for us.
就是当我们住在这地上的时候。
So when we live on this land,
我们可以常常的想到。
We could always think.
就好像今天如果我们的父母。
Today, just like our parents.
给我们一块地。
The parents give us this piece of land.
当别人问我们的时候，哎，你怎么有这块地？
When other people ask you, why do you own this piece of land?
我们怎么回答？
How would you answer?
今天神给我们一块地。
Just like God now give us this piece of land.
一个应许之地,
this land of promise.
当人问我们的时候, 我们怎么回答?
When people ask you, why do you own this land? You know how you would answer.
当我们在这个地上, 我们能够明白,
Now on this land, if you can understand,
神使我们与万民有分别,
that God has now separated us from the peoples.
我常常想到为什么神要给我这个?
Why would God want to give me this?
那一个答案就是为了侍奉主。
Because God wants you to serve him.
神为什么要给我一个伴侣?
Why does God give me a companion?
为了要侍奉主。
So that we can serve.
神为什么给我一个家庭?
Why would God give me a family?
为了要侍奉主。
Because the family can serve.
在这个地上,
On this land,
我们可以常常感到神喜悦我们。
We always can feel that God is pleased with us.
为什么呢?
Why is God pleased with us?
因为他预备许多的事物都不是我们亲手所做的。
Because he has, why do we know that he is pleased with us? Because he has given us so many.
当我们享受的时候，我们发现我们是在享受主。
So when we enjoy these things, we know that we're enjoying God.
就好像那草场上的羊一样。
Just like when a sheep is on this land.
他们可以悠哉悠哉地走在那大草原上。
That sheep can walk around this grass.
在这个地上，我们可以看到神的眷顾。
So on this land, we could see God's blessing.
他叫四围的仇敌只能环绕在我们四围。
So that our enemies could only surround us, but not harm us.
却不能有任何的动作。
And they cannot do nothing to us.
在这个地上，我们可以看到神的荣耀。
And on this land, we could also see the glory of God.
因为我们真的发现神给我们一块应许之地是何等的荣美。
Because on this land, we could see the glory of all lands.
这一块地叫我们一起来承受。
And this land is for us to share.
弟兄姊妹，今天主耶稣基督带领我们一同进入这应许之地。
So, brothers and sisters, Jesus today is leading you to go into this land.
是一个宽阔荣美之地。
This land of spacious land.
那先知们呢，就描绘在那个地上的美丽。
So all the prophets has already given us pictures of how this land would look like.
他说，人民在上面居住无虑。
And he says that people who live in this land have no worries.
地上宽阔。
It is a spacious lot.
百物俱全
and it has everything
一无所缺
missing nothing
那以赛亚这位先知又让我们看到
and then Isaiah also told us
说你把种子撒在上面
that you start planting the seeds on this land
那神就降雨在这地上
then God will give you the rain
让地上所种的一切都能够非常的肥美
and all the seeds will grow and be rich and plentageous
丰盛
it will be abundance
到那个时候地上所有的牲畜都可以吃上面的草。
And on that day, all the livestock will graze in this roamy pasture.
所以当我们想象这样一幅图画的时候
So now when you think about this picture,
我们真的会发现神何等的爱我们。
You will know that how God is so pleased with us.
儿子呢，通常是那承受产业的人。
And also, usually, it is the sons who will receive the inheritance.
那亚伯拉罕还没有生以撒以前
But even before Abraham had Isaac,
神要赐一个基业给他。
God has already given Abraham his inheritance.
所以他就反问神。
So that Abraham at that time he asked,
我又没有儿子，你为什么要赐基业给我？
I don't have a son, why do you give me all this inheritance?
就是你赐给我了，还不是归给我的仆人的儿子吗？
And even though you give it to me, I have no one to pass it on to.
可 可是神的应许不是这样。
But then God have gave him this promise.
神应许他就是要给他一个儿子来承受这个产业。
God told him that he will have a son to receive his inheritance.
好叫他的后裔也能够一同承受。
Just so that all his descendants can receive this same inheritance.
今天神待我们也是这样。
The same is today for us.
他把主耶稣基督给我们。
God has given us His Son Jesus.
叫我们可以跟着我们的主一起来承受这美好的基业。
So that we could follow our Lord and receive this inheritance.
所以在约书亚进入应许之地的时候。
So when Joshua walked into this promised land.
那这个是应许之地当时候一个地图。
This is the map of the piece of land.
那这个地方叫做迦南地。
And this is the land of Canaan.
所以他们就要开始分这个地业。
So they started to separate the land.
所以呢，那时候摩西呢，特别对两个半支派的人来讲话。
And at that time, Moses gave this a commission to 2.5 tribes.
哪两个半支派呢？就是吕便、加德、马拿西的两个半支派。
To the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh.
那这两个半支派呢？他们得到的地方是在哪里呢
？And then where is this land of these 2.5 tribes?
就是在约旦河东。
It is on the left side, the east side of the Jordan River.
那这一块地图呢
？And this map show us the land.
其实呢，在进迦南地之前，摩西就已经答应要给这两个半支派。
It is even before they walk into the land of Canaan, Moses promised this land to these 2.5 tribes.
所以我们也提到，就是约书亚在进耶利哥城之前，其实他们已经得到了这块地。
So even before Joshua walked into the city of Jericho, these 2.5 tribes have already received this land.
所以呢，他们已经得到了。
So these 2.5 tribes, they got the inheritance.
那他们带。就说可以说我们已经得到了，我们就不需要再去得我们的地。
And then at that time, they definitely could have said, "We have already got ours, so just go ahead and leave."
可是呢，约书亚却告诉他们。
But then at that time, Joshua told them this.
你们一定要跟我们一起去。
And he said, "You will still have to come with us."
得到其他的地方。
So that the rest of us could gain the rest of the land.
所以呢，当我们全部的人得到之后，你们才可以回来再享受。
And it is only until everyone got the inheritance, then you can go back and enjoy your own.
是的，你们的妻子跟儿女可以停在这里。
And yes, your wife and your children can stay in this piece of land.
可是你们中间大能的勇士要跟我们一起去得。
But your warriors have to come with us.
所以呢，当他们进到约旦河西这边继续征战的时候。
So then now the whole people, they now go into the other side of the Jordan River to fight.
那我们也可以另外两个半支派又得到了一些地。
And then now from then on, another three tribes got their inheritance.
所以现在有几个支派得到地。
So now how many tribes has got land?
对不对？
It's now been five.
其实这五个支派基本上在12个支派里面都是最强大的。
And then these five tribes who got their land first, they're the strongest.
也是人数最多的。
And they have the most numbers.
所以呢，得到的地也是很多的。
So these five tribes, they took the biggest piece of land.
所以如果这五个支派说，我们已经得到了，我们不愿意再上去了，剩下的是你们自己去做吧。
And then at that time, if the five tribes said, hey, I got mine, so just go ahead and go get your own.
弟兄姊妹，我们想想会发生什么事。
Then brothers and sisters, what would happen?
可是没有，这里说到他们要一同得到这地。
But no, it says that all 12 tribes have to stay together.
所以我们看到七个比较小的支派。
So we see that the rest of the 7 tribes
也因着一起的征战得到了他们的地图。
With the help of the other 5 tribes, together they gained this whole piece of land.
所以当他们得到这地的时候
，And after they got this whole piece of land,
约书亚就对约旦河东的两个半支派的领袖们讲。
Then Joshua told the leaders of the original 2.5 tribes,
你们按着神的吩咐已经做了你们应该做的。
And says, now you have already done what God has asked you to do.
如今弟兄们都已经同得这地。
And now all the brothers and sisters have received this land.
你们可以平平安安地回去享受你们的地。
And now you may go back to your land and enjoy it peacefully.
所以在这里我们看到一个弟兄相爱的画面。
So here we see a picture of the brotherly love.
很多时候我们比较习惯管好自己就好。
A lot of times we are going to get our own.
可是在神的家并不是这样。
But in God's house it is different.
弟兄姊妹，如果没有得着的时候
，Brothers and sisters, before you have received,
我们就要彼此的帮忙。
We have to encourage and help each other.
得着的人就要来帮忙这些还没得着的人。
And after you receive, please come back and help the others.
当我们这样彼此扶助的时候
And it is only at that time when everyone is helping each other.
我们发现彼此相爱的实际就在我们的教会里面发生。
And then we could see that this love manifests in this church.
我们就在这里见证我们的主。
And it is here that we can be witness of God.
啊，因为时间的关系，我跳过去。
So now I'm going to move on.
我们一起来读《生命记》第一章二十五节。
Now let's read Deuteronomy chapter 1:25.
我们一起来读。
Read together.
他们
Then they took some of the fruits of the land on their hands and brought it down to us, and they brought us back a report and said, "It is a good land which the Lord our God is about to give us."
弟兄姊妹，手里拿着那果子下来。
Brothers and sisters, then they took some of the fruits of the land in their hands.
手里拿着那果子。
They have the fruits in their hands.
当我读到这节经文的时候
And when I read of these words,
不知道我们手中有没有果子。
I don't know, are you holding fruits in your hand?
别人能够看到我们手中有果子。
People can see that there's a fruit in my hand.
如果我们说这果子是从那美地来的
And if I could proclaim that this fruit is from this promised land,
我相信他们会相信的。
Then I believe then the other people will start to believe.
如果他们不相信，我们可以带他们去。
And if they don't believe, we could take them there.
这里讲到他们手里拿着那果子下来。
It says here that we have the fruits in our hands.
到我们那里回报说。
So that we could come back and give a report.
耶和华神所赐给我们的地是美地。
And said that the Lord has given us is a good land.
所以我们手上有果子就可以做见证。
So if you have fruits in your hand, you can be a witness.
你看，借着主耶稣基督，我得到这丰盛的生命。
And you can tell people that through Jesus Christ, I have these fruits in abundance in my life.
所以我们要常常预备一些果子在手上。
So I tell you, we always have to be prepared.
因为神实在为我们预备了一个地方。
Because God has promised us this land.
今天不过叫在地上叫我们先尝到而已。
And then now we're the first group that get to taste the fruit.
那地方是一个美好的地方。
This is a good land.
启示录怎么讲呢
What would Revelation tell us?
那启示录第二十二章第一节到第五节说到
In Revelation chapter 22:1-5 it says
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河
And there's a, then he showed me a river of the water of life
明亮如水晶
It is clear as crystal
从神和羔羊的宝座流出来
It is coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb
在河那边有生命树
And in the middle of his street, on either side of the river was the tree of life.
结十二样果子
And it is bearing 12 kinds of fruits.
每月都结果子
It's you eat fruits every month.
树上的叶子乃为医治万民
And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nation.
以后再没有咒诅
And there will no longer be any curse.
在城里有神和羔羊的宝座
And the thrones of God and of the Lamb will be in it.
他的仆人都要侍奉他
And his bondservants will serve him.
也要看见他的面
And they will see his face.
他的名字必写在他们的额上
And his name will be on their forehead.
不再有黑夜
There will no longer be night.
也不用灯光日光
And there will no longer be any need of night.
因为主神要光照他们
Because the Lord God will illuminate them.
他们要作王直到永永远远
And they will reign forever and ever.
很美好的一个地方
Such a beautiful place.
这城真是美好
And how beautiful is this city?
这城真是宽阔
And how spacious is this city?
满有生命的水流。
And this city is full of the water of life.
生命的果实。
The fruits of life.
好，让我们进入那天上应许之地。
So now let us go into this promised land.
人在那里可以得到医治。
And at that time, at that place, people can be healed.
在那里没有咒诅。
And at that place, there will be no curse.
神的儿女能够自在地在神的面前侍奉他。
And all the children of God can be bondservants.
在那个地方没有黑暗。
And at that place, there's no darkness.
神的光在那里一直光照着他们。
Because God's light is on us all the time.
今天如果你说你不相信。
Today, if you say that you don't believe.
我想这就是问题的所在。
And then I could tell you that that's where the problem is.
可是今天我们相信主耶稣的人。
So today, as the believers of Christ.
就好像那些探子从那地已经带回了果实。
Then we are like the scouts who brought back the fruit.
今天我们告诉你那里有一个美地。
So today we're here to tell you that there is this good land.
今天只有主耶稣基督能够带我们进到那美地。
And it is only Jesus that could lead us into this land.
如果我们愿意相信主。
you are willing to believe.
我们就会见到这属天的祝福。
Then you will see this heavenly blessing.
我们借着主耶稣基督。
And through Christ.
我们就可以看到那属天的丰富。
We can see this abundance of heaven.
成为了神的儿女何等的有盼望。
And how marvelous it is to have the hope of being
children. 大卫在他的诗歌里面就说到。
In David, in his song, Psalms.
问到世上的圣民。
He said to talk about the people.
他们又美又善。
That it is most beautiful and delightful.
弟兄姊妹，神看他的产业是美善的。
Brothers and sisters, God sees his inheritance as delightful.
今天我们就是神的产业。
And today we are his inheritance.
所以在神的眼里面，他看我们是美是善。
So through God's eyes, we are most delightful.
所以大卫在唱诗歌的时候，又唱出神儿女的一个心意。
So when David sings of his songs, he sings of what our will is.
他说到耶和华是我的产业。
And he says, Jesus is our inheritance.
是我杯中的份。
That he is the portion in my cup.
我所得的神你为我持守。
That whatever I receive, God please keep it persistent.
用神量给我的地界坐落在那佳美之处。
That through your measuring, we will receive this land.
我的产业实在美好。
That my inheritance is the most delightful.
弟兄姊妹，今天谁是我们的产业？
Brothers and sisters, now what is your inheritance?
神是我们的产业。
God is our inheritance.
你知道吗？神为我们预备一个应许之地。
Now God has already given us this promise of land.
是的，他要我们进去承受。
And he wants us to go into this promised land.
可是呢，他更愿意我们承受的是他自己。
But moreover, he wants us to receive himself.
我们进入到那应许之地。
So when we go into this land,
不是在里面享受其中的富裕而已。
Not only we will receive the abundance in this land.
我们不因着里面的富裕而忘记了神。
Because we have to know that God
时时刻刻都提醒我们，我们的产业就是神。
So that I hope to remind you that our inheritance is truly God.
今天我们借着主耶稣基督
So today through Christ
我们能够进到神的产业。
Through Christ, we can go into his inheritance.
进到基督里
Go into Christ.
我们是神的产业。
That we are his inheritance indeed.
神是我们的产业。
God is also our inheritance.
进到基督里
So that we would go into Christ.
我们是神的产业。
And we would become his inheritance.
彼此都是那么的美好。
And how most delightful that is.
神看我们美善。
That God will see us and be pleased.
我们看神美好。
And then we would see him as our God.
所以当我想到摩西那时候，他也唱歌。
So at that time, Moses also sang.
他也唱一首诗歌。
And he sang of this one song.
在生命记第32章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 32,
第七节到第十二节
7 through 12.
今天我们不能唱。
Today we cannot sing the same song.
不过我们可以来欣赏。
But we could enjoy it.
就在荧幕上我们可以一起来看。
And it is on the screen.
这里说到。
Here it says.
应该说唱出。
And here, this is the lyric.
你当追想上古之日。
That remember the days of the old.
思念历代之年。
Consider the years of all generations.
问你的父亲。
Ask your father.
他必指示你。
And he will inform you.
问你的长者。
And ask your elders.
他必告诉你。
And they will tell you.
至高者将地业赐给列邦。
When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance.
将世人分开。
And when he separated the sons of man,
就照以色列人的数目立定万民的疆界。
And he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the sons of Israel.
耶和华的本分本是他的百姓。
For the Lord's portion is his people.
他的产业是雅各。
And Jacob is the allotment of his inheritance.
耶和华遇见他在旷野、荒凉、野兽吼叫之地。
And he found him in a desert land and in the howling ways of the wilderness.
就环绕他。
So he encircled him.
就看顾他。
He cared for him.
就保守他。
And he guarded him.
如同保守眼中的瞳仁。
As the pupil of his eyes.
又如鹰搅动窝巢。
And it's like an eagle that stirs up his nest.
如雏鹰以上两次散展。
That hovers over his young.
接取雏鹰。
He spread his wings.
飞在两翼之上。
And caught them.
这样耶和华独自引导他。
The Lord alone guided him.
并无外邦的神与他同在。
And there was no foreign God with him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们所相信的这位神。
Brothers and sisters, this is the God who we believe in.
今天他要带我们进入那应许之地。
And today he wants to lead you into this promised land.
借着主耶稣基督。
Through Jesus Christ.
我们如今在地上浴场。
Now we have this path.
它是那美好的果实。
And he is our most delightful fruit.
带我们可以进到那应许之地。
So that he could lead us into this promise.
我们再来唱诗歌97首。
Now let's sing song 97.